USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The 26-day-long partial government shutdown is doing more to harm the nation's economy than earlier estimates indicated. The White House Council of Economic Advisers said on Tuesday the shutdown of one quarter of the federal government is slashing more than a tenth of a percent off the economy for every week it continues. Georgia Republican Representative Doug Collins tells Fox News President Trump has been very clear in saying what he wants.
He's made it very clear. We need border security. It's amazing to me right now that Democrats say they want border security, but yet they're allowing their leadership to hold the American government hostage. A partial government shutdown is laying at the feet of Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer.
ISIS is taking credit for a suicide bomb attack in Syria. At least four U.S. troops have died and other injuries were reported. It's the first attack on U.S. forces since President Trump announced American troops we're going to be pulling out of Syria. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
With a recession ending,
if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act.
General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.